This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, earlier this morning we were solemn, you know, remembering, you know, what had happened and the thousands of lives lost in the September 11th attacks. And, you know, many dignitaries didn't even make speeches. They were at the memorials and listening to the bells and, you know, very beautiful, solemn memorials and remembrances were done. But I gotta tell you, the more I think about it and the more I read and the more I rewatch, I am just livid. I am so furious with the fact that Al-Qaeda, who staged one of the biggest attacks on American soil that we've ever seen since Pearl Harbor, is still around. I'm furious. I gotta watch my language. I am just boiling in fury that this happened, they were successful, and they're still around. You know, maybe it was easier in the olden days where it was Hitler, so there was, you know, one, you know, particular leader that we could go against, and once we bring that leader down, everything falls apart. Not this way, no. Even with Osama bin Laden. This whole thing of, oh yeah, well, we finally killed Osama bin Laden in 2014. First of all, every year we heard that Osama bin Laden had died, that he was on dialysis, or he had, you know, passed away in a bunker, or he had, you know, we were hearing for years that when 2014 came around saying, oh yeah, he died, we got him, and we're like, great, where's the body? Oh, we dumped it in the ocean. We dumped it in the ocean about an hour before we broke the news. You're like, what? Wait a second, we've been looking for this man for years, okay? 13 years after the September 11th attacks, and we don't even have the body to see that he really did die. And then what happened? Is, you know, has terrorism stopped? No, it hasn't. You know, just to recap what happened on September 11th, right? You know, two planes flown into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. Third plane hit the Pentagon outside D.C. And then a fourth plane crashed in a field of Pennsylvania, Flight 93, where the people on the plane said, this isn't happening. Luckily, cell phones were able to, you know, tell people on the plane what was going on such that they could, you know, they could figure out that, you know, there was going to be another attack that their plane was going to be a part of. And they so heroically brought that plane down so it wouldn't, you know, kill any other innocent people. And this all started about 8:45 on a clear Tuesday morning, according to history.com, September 11th, where an airline Boeing 767 loaded with 20,000 gallons of jet fuel crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. It left a burning, gaping hole in the 80th floor of the 110-story skyscraper. Hundreds of people instantly killed, people trapped on the higher floors. While the evacuation was starting to go underway, people in the other tower were told, stay put, okay? You know, we don't need you clogging the street. You guys stay put in the second tower. Let the first tower people evacuate. And people in the second tower were watching. As this evacuation came was underway, 18 minutes later, a second Boeing 767 United Airlines Flight 175 hit the other World Trade Center at the 60th floor. Now, debris, fire, that's when we realized America was under attack. All of us watching the news that day was like, okay, this is not an accident. We are under attack. The attackers were Islamic terrorists from Saudi Arabia and several other Arab nations. They were reportedly financed by Al-Qaeda, a terrorist organization of Osama bin Laden. According to history.com, they were allegedly acting in retaliation for America's support of Israel, its involvement in the Persian Gulf War, and its continued military presence in the Middle East. All right? They did this because they're whack jobs. some of the terrorists, they said, had lived in the U.S., one of which saw me before he did his act and had seen me in the urgent care that I was working at. I had no idea until I saw him in the news days later. And I'm like, wait, I just saw that guy in clinic in the urgent care. And when I ran to the urgent care to pull his chart to see if Muhammad Atta was, you know, the one I had seen, nurse said the FBI came and they took everything. And I go, he was here, right? And they said, yeah, he was. And so, you know, we fed them. We took care of them. We gave them a place to stay for them to do this. So the 19 terrorists smuggled box cutters and knives through security at three East Coast airports, boarded the early morning flights that were bound for California, and they chose those because they had enough fuel for a long journey. They wanted to have as most fuel as possible to make it the biggest sort of missile. Then after takeoff, the terrorists commandeered the four planes, took controls, and then they turned them into guided missiles. And so the Pentagon was hit at about 9:45 a.m., and the inferno that caused killed 125 military personnel and civilians, along with 64 people on the airliner. And then less than 15 minutes after they struck the Pentagon, 15 minutes later, the Twin Towers start to collapse. They couldn't withstand the heat. People said, well, gosh, these buildings should have been able to, you know, again, they were hit with a missile. They were hit with a missile coming at them at hundreds of miles per hour. You know, I don't see how these buildings lasted as long as they did. They say only six people in the World Trade Center towers at the time of the collapse survived. 10,000 others were treated for injuries, many severe. And then Flight 93 was hijacked about 40 minutes after leaving Newark, and the plane had been delayed taking off. Passengers heard via cell phone what was going on, and then the group of passengers and flight attendants planned the insurrection. And one of the passengers, Thomas Burnett Jr., told his wife over the phone, I know we're all going to die. There's three of us who are going to do something about it. I love you, honey. And another passenger was heard saying, are you guys ready? Let's roll. And, and it sounds like, it wasn't just the three. It sounded like everybody was, you know, running from the back to fight this. So a total of 2,996 people were killed in the September 11th attacks. And this also includes not only the innocent people and the people on the plane, but firefighters, paramedics, cops, etc. And, I'm furious. And we all are. And, you know, even though we want the memorial very calm and whatever, I'm just so mad that Al-Qaeda still exists and that we still have people wanting, you know, our devastation. And it's sad. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. We'll be right back.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Isaac writes, you were talking about privacy. I don't have privacy in my own house. My wife and kids go on my email for game purchases and other ridiculous reasons, but when I brought up keeping my email private, my wife became very suspicious. I have nothing to hide, but my partner at work and assistant are women, and sometimes we send memes or jokes to each other, and I think my wife will take it the wrong way. How much is expected to be shared, and what do we get to have as private, he asks. Okay, so this is interesting. Privacy with, I had said earlier that in marriage, there really shouldn't be any private Facebook accounts. There shouldn't be any private email. I stand corrected. If you have a work email, there is no reason why your spouse should be on that work email. Absolutely not, okay? And so if I didn't specify that a while back, I apologize. If you have relationships at work, if you have sensitive information with clients, etc., there is no reason why any of that should be, you know, viewed by people of your family or outside your work, hands down. Now, it doesn't sound like, though, Isaac is using his work email for strictly work. It sounds like that, you know, he is using it for jokes and memes and other things as well. And he doesn't want his wife looking at that and taking it the wrong way. That's a question we need to bring up. When is having a friend of the opposite sex joking around with somebody inappropriate? You know, I mean, my husband is very used to me and the way I talk. He hears me talk with my friends. I, you know, never have to have a conversation that's out of his ear. But I'm sure it concerns him that we talk about a lot of things and we make fun of each other. And we, you know, since I've been married, my friends have really laid off some of the comments. And especially since things now have to be a lot more PC, you can't say certain things that you used to. But boy, were we kind of rough with each other and how we talked. And, I didn't mind in marriage that, that kind of talk started to slow down because it wasn't appropriate. It made my husband feel kind of uncomfortable, et cetera. And I don't feel the need to talk like that to my friends quietly. I don't feel the need to make fun of them or, you know, gosh, I don't know what. I don't want to bring it up because now it's so not PC, but things, you know, that we would probably tell each other had to basically do with genitalia size and, you know, the way I was curved, bra size. Don't ask. Okay, stupid things. That would be basically, back and forth. So now that, you know, I've been married for 20 years, I got kids, me and my friends don't really talk about that with each other, especially since now a lot of the stuff is true, okay? You know, the older you get, things really start to sag and, you know, they're probably afraid that I would start to cry with things that would be said to me at this point. But, could there be discussions or flirtations that happen at work that could be taken the wrong way by your spouse? Absolutely. And it may be absolutely innocent. It may mean nothing, but you want that privacy. And should married couples have something private? What about your porn stash? You know, what about your, you know, I don't know, little virtual fantasy things that now you could do with video games and, you know, with your phone on those virtual reality headset things. I mean, you know, virtual sex is now going to be, you know, more common than porn eventually. And, you know, we're going to have these sex robots. And so, you know, does a marriage have to be completely everything open? Does it help a marriage to have a little bit of that suspense? You know, another question I would pose is, you know, do couples need to have that just touch bit of fear that you could leave them so they stay on their toes, stay on their game, and still show you that they love you? You know, I've seen couples where they're like, nah, he's not going to leave me, so I, why do I have to talk nice to him? Why do I have to try? Why do I have to sleep with him? Well, you do. He can leave you. You know, and sometimes that little thought that, you know, he could say, I'm done and leave, you know, maybe just enough for you to make sure that you're still, you know, giving the marriage the attention that it deserves. But then on the other end, I wouldn't recommend anybody stay in a relationship where they fear that they are going to be, kicked out any day. I mean, you need to have some security. Your relationship needs to have some security. So the best type of relationship is where there's trust, there's communication, there's security, and there's a little bit of privacy. Those are the best types of relationship. And so, with your wife getting suspicious that you brought up work email or et cetera, maybe this is how I would have the conversation, okay? Now, this is assuming you won't get in trouble with her looking at your work email, All right? You know, you can have the conversation as this. Okay, look, so here's my email. Here's my passwords, okay? And I don't care that you have my passwords. In fact, I want you to have my passwords because I forget my passwords. Okay, that's always a great thing to do. You know, tell them, look, I forget my passwords, so here, you have my passwords. Giving somebody your password, that already shows that you don't have that, you know, you don't have that fear of them looking at your stuff. But say, here's the problem, okay? This is work. And if little Johnny gets on my email, or if anybody else gets on this email, that could really mess me up, okay? And I just don't want, you know, I don't want to lose my job over something stupid. So this email here, I don't care if anybody goes on and uses, and honestly, with my husband's email, I use his email too. Yeah, I have my husband's email, and in fact, I get his emails on my phone. And the reason why is he doesn't answer his emails back. So if I get his emails, I'm like, look, so-and-so wrote you, you know, you got this back, or looks like, you know, our credit card doesn't want to approve this one payment because they think the credit card was stolen. Can I answer them back? So, you know, so my husband and I have that going on, but he has a private email. He has another email that if he wants to use, he has. And I don't care about it. I don't have to look at it. I don't care. Why? Because his Facebook is open. His other email is open. You know what? I don't care if he has that other email. And giving a little, you know, having certain privacy, you know, a little give and take, I think is fine. Now, if she's like, but I don't understand. Why do you have to have an additional email that I can't have access to? You know, if she doesn't understand that, then you guys do have to have a conversation. Now, what if the conversation has to center around, well, look, people send me things at work, and I don't want you to take it the wrong way. All right? You know, and I don't want you to freak out. Well, then that has to be dealt with. You know, show her. Show her some of the things that you're getting. I mean, if it's really innocent, and you don't have a thing for your partner or a thing for your assistant, all right, and you don't think your wife is going to go to the office and try to raise hell, you know, like we see in some movies or TV shows, you know, she'll look, you know, some of these things are kind of off color and I didn't want you seeing them and freaking out. And then these are the examples, and show her an example, maybe a milder example, and go, look, I don't care about that stuff. Okay, good. Well, here's my password, whatever. But maybe have that separate email at work. That's just a work email. Nothing that has to go to the house. I think you're allowed to have privacy at work. I really do. But if you're using that to start brewing a relationship away from the spouse, that's not good. That's a problem. And your spouse has every single right to be suspicious. Absolutely. Now, what about these couples that have porn issues? All right? And, you know, I think the couples that do best are the ones where they're really open about it. And they're like, oh, I know, Daddy wants to kind of, you know, go home and play his video game. Okay, right? You know what he's doing. And you're like, all right, I'll take the kids out. That's fine. Or whatever. And, you know, sometimes respecting the privacy or playing dumb, you know, sometimes makes a marriage work really, really well. You know, I play dumb a lot with my husband in terms of, like, you know, not knowing everything. I'll go for months where I am just always right. And I just always know the answer. And then all of a sudden, I see he starts to get frustrated. So I'll start, you know, playing dumb. I'm like, I don't get it. How does this work? Why does this, you know, teach me, because I'm just, this type of stuff, I just don't know. And then he loves teaching me about it. And there's a lot of things I don't know. So I don't have to fake being dumb. I am really dumb about a lot of things. But he loves teaching me. So give him something to teach me. You know, and incorporate surprises in the marriage. Okay. If you're like, gosh, you know, I have no privacy at all. And, you know, then incorporate some surprises. Okay. You know, I'm going to take you out Saturday night. I'm going to be doing something for your birthday, but it's a surprise. So I want you to leave me alone so I can plan it. Okay. And sometimes the secretive is kind of the secrecy is kind of sexy, but we'll talk more about that when it comes to birthday issues. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Doctor, actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, whenever there's a disaster going on, such as Hurricane Harvey or Hurricane Irma, you have people do stupid. And looters decide to take advantage. And what was so stupid about this is they were caught by news cameras. Alright, this is Hurricane Irma barreled down Florida last week. Police in the coastal city of Fort Lauderdale announced that they would not be retreating indoors. Actually, Police Chief Rick Maglione said all regular days off and leave have been canceled in order to maximize the number of officers on the streets. Officers were going to stand guard on drawbridges over rolling waters to deploy throughout the city, lest anyone got an urge to loot or steal amid the chaos. The teams were going to work 24/7 with the sole mission to apprehend criminals, and they are quite good at what they do, according to the officer. And predictably, as the storm moved up Florida's southern tip over the weekend, mugshots began to show up on the police department's Twitter feed. And police wrote, "Can't say we didn't warn you." Above the photos of two men arrested on burglary charges Saturday night. But apparently the warnings weren't enough. And during on Sunday, you see nine people lined up outside a hole smashed into a window of a sportswear store. Some of them ducked into the hole and then scrambled out, arms loaded with shoeboxes. And this was in full view of news crews. And news crews captured the video. If you look at it, you're like, what are they doing? I mean, they, you know, some of them weren't even wearing masks. Shortly thereafter, they then hit a Foot Locker across the street, according to a reporter with ABC affiliate WPLG. The police, as ever, were watching, and by Saturday afternoon, they announced that nine people had been arrested on suspicion of looting the store at a nearby pawn shop. And then a whole bunch more mugshots appeared on the jail's website. I think if a burglary was done, all right, in the midst of a hurricane, that I think the fine or the penalty should be even more so, all right? Because that is just some sick stuff. We ask people to evacuate, leave their stores, let their employees go, so now their business's guard is down, and then people come in and they loot and they steal. I think penalties should be even more so. They say police didn't have many details on the arrest, nor did they say whether the news crew's video helped identify the suspects. There were six adults, three teenagers, but the police chief said was ready, saying going to prison over a pair of sneakers is a fairly bad life choice, he wrote. And, you know, you see these people running out, grabbing shoes, and, you know, it's, you know, looters, I think, are some of the worst type of burglars out there because they are taking advantage of a situation. You know, and people were saying, you know, people were very negative about those who didn't want to evacuate. Okay, business owners don't want to leave their store. Business owners do not want to leave their place of business for that reason. So when they feel compelled to, right, you know, because of safety and because, you know, the city told them to and, you know, because officers say, look, you know, we don't want you being a victim. So, you know, we don't want to have the extra work on our hands, which is totally understandable. That makes sense. You know, if places are evacuated and the police can concentrate on what they have to, you know, there's just not enough officers to, you know, be on top of every single, you know, street. And I'm sure there was a lot of looting that happened. Wasn't it in Hurricane Harvey? Somebody got shot. Somebody walked into somebody's house and they were there and they shot them. You know, this is, you know, when things like this happen, it makes it very, very unsafe. Now, you know, football season has started, and, you know, Sunday night football had some amazing matchups. Unfortunately, a football party went deadly, and a family of a woman killed in Plano, Texas, since she had recently divorced her husband before he showed up Sunday night at a football play, a watch party, and opened fire, killing seven people and injuring two. Debbie Lane confirmed to WFAA on Monday that her daughter, 27-year-old Meredith Lane, was killed by her ex-husband before he was shot and killed by the police. Plano police have not confirmed the identities of the other eight people who died. Two people are in critical condition. Lane says her daughter was recently divorced, her husband of 6 years, owned the home on West Spring Creek Parkway where the shooting occurred. She was a native of Georgia. She hosted a watch party for the Atlanta Falcons game, and then the night concluded with the Cowboys game. She cooked, she hosted friends, families, etc., and apparently this was her first opportunity to do it after the divorce, and he did not take it very well. So police were called at about 8 p.m. to the home, and the suspect was killed at the location by an officer. Apparently, he made entry inside the house. Once inside the home, he shot multiple victims. Seven dead, two additional transported to the hospital. Just so sad, so scary. So it wasn't so much the game as much as this was a disgruntled ex-husband, but still frightening stuff and sad. You know, we just don't, we don't want to hear of these things. And I got some more bad news. We have a babysitter who killed a baby by Benadryl. Now, she has gotten 15 years. She's an Ohio woman. She's been sentenced to 15 years in prison for her role in the 2016 death of an 8-month-old child that she was watching. Authorities charge that Lori Conley, 45 years old, gave the child an adult dose of Benadryl to get him to sleep. She pleaded guilty in January to involuntary manslaughter, child endangering, and tampering with evidence. And she didn't intend to harm the boy. And that it was the only time in her 17-year home child care career that she had used Benadryl to calm an infant. She placed the 911 call after finding the boy unresponsive. She said, what happened that day was out of character for me. Franklin County Judge Julie Lynch said she didn't believe it was the first time that she used over-the-counter allergy medication on an infant. She told police she did not know what caused the child's death and had allegedly told a friend she gave the child 2 or 3 Benadryl tablets before asking what medications show up on a toxicology report. Then she threw the bottle out. The boy's mother, who has 2 other children, and another one was in her care at the time of the baby's death, believes that the babysitter was using the tactic before. She says, I know this can't be proven because the children in her care were all too young to tell you what was really going on. But, you know, Benadryl, it only stays in the system short term. You can't really test it. And I got to tell you, I can't tell you how many parents would use Benadryl to put a crying kid to sleep. And, yes, there is a certain amount that could unfortunately stop a baby's breathing and kill him. Benadryl is not the safest medication. And it sounds like she gave this child an adult dose of Benadryl. What a piece of work. People who take care of children, they go into it at first going, I love children. And, you know, people do love children. You could love your own children. You could love other people's children. But, you know, there's going to be that one child that really gets on your nerves. And you may love children so much that you may have an issue with this one child keeping you from the other children. And sometimes your animalistic instinct can take over and you could do harm to that kid. And I really question certain, you know, daycare facilities where there's not enough adult supervision per children. And I mean, if she was taking care of 17 kids, oh no, it was a 17-year home child care. So I don't know how many kids she was taking care of at the time, but there's supposed to be a certain ratio of kids to adult, like 2 or 3, et cetera. And, you know, there has to be frequent breaks. There have to be switch-offs. But, you know, some adults, they claim, they think they could be fine for years. Then all of a sudden they have a bad day and they can't, you know, they can't handle it well. And they'll make a stupid decision, such as giving somebody Benadryl. And then they unfortunately kill a kid. So I don't know if 15 years is enough for her, but that's what she was sentenced to. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, be careful with sugar substitutes. A little puppy dog, rescue dog, died after getting into the garbage, eating a cupcake that was made with xylitol, a sugar substitute. Babies can't have sugar substitutes. It's very, very toxic to dogs. So don't let them eat chewing gum, breath mints. Also watch out for peanut butter, nasal sprays. They can't eat raisins, but they cannot have, artificial sweeteners. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening. The power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE. 888-815-5433.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-4242. DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Please check out lifelinescreening.com. A lot of cool things you could do preventatively for your health that are affordable. They won't be as costly as things that unfortunately you have to order through your high deductible insurance. And, you know, with stroke being on the rise again, especially in Hispanic populations and those that live in the South, and we're hearing cases of atrial fibrillation that seem to occur without being diagnosed. I think a lot of us, we've been kind of, getting physicals, but maybe not getting our physicals as regularly as we should be, or getting testing done for some things that aren't a part of our usual physical. Now, many times we don't do stroke screening or atrial fibrillation screening as part of our regular physical. So please check out lifelinescreening.com, lifelinescreening.com. Check that out. All right. There are 27 different human emotions, according to a study. Did you guys hear about this last week? All right. A study was published in the Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences. And Dr. Cohen and Keltner from the University of California, Berkeley, identified 27 distinct categories of emotions. Okay? They're admiration, adoration, aesthetic appreciation, these are emotions, amusement, anxiety, awe, awkwardness, boredom, calmness, confusion. Craving is an emotion. Disgust is an emotion. Empathetic pain. Entrancement is an emotion. Envy, excitement, fear, horror, interest, joy, nostalgia, romance, sadness, satisfaction, sexual desire, sympathy, and triumph. Now, these are quote-unquote emotions. That I, you know, we could have found these on Facebook, right? Doesn't Facebook, when you post something, that helps go through the emotions, right? And you have to pick an emoji that goes with your emotion. But apparently, Dr. Cohen and Keltner collected 2,100 short videos that aim to elicit particular emotions, such as 5 to 10 second clips of a pig falling out of a moving truck, a cat giving a dog a massage, an attacking lion, a man with a spider in his mouth, Bernie Sanders without a spider in his mouth, a mushroom cloud, sex acts, an awkward handshake. And then they showed samples of these videos to different study participants on the Amazon Mechanical Turk and then asked them to report their resulting emotional experiences in free-form responses. And then they have these categories, and then they scaled them, et cetera. And in the end, they came up with this 27-item list above. Now, it doesn't mean that one event is only going to give you one single emotion. You can have a variety of emotions. But let's say that song, I'm All About That Bass. No treble. That song, they said that could result in a combination of different percentages of nostalgia, disgust, or even horror. What? I like the song, I'm All About That Bass. I like that song. Alright? And they think that, this identification of emotions hasn't really been done to the degree that it has. And this could be pretty cool. If you're kind of, you know, confused and you're like, well, you know, I don't know how I feel. You know, this list may be, now, they say there are some things like maybe anger or whatever, but other emotions could be a manifestation of another emotion. So, like, for example, anger could be out of fear, or it could be out of sadness, it could be out of disgust. So, I'm not really up on, you know, the whole psychological, reasoning behind certain emotions. But I do think this is pretty, pretty cool. And I think I felt this way, like adoration, admiration, triumph. You know, I sometimes feel that way. I usually feel awkward and bored, unfortunately. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you had asked about, this was a few weeks ago. I think we were talking about men versus women in the military. And you asked about, you know, why would men be the stronger sex if women have to go through labor in childbirth? I apologize, I can't pull up that email right now, but it's a good question. All right, why are men considered the stronger sex. And some people will debate that, going, no, you know, both sexes are equally strong. I think both sexes have strength in certain areas. All right. There may be some that, some people that have stronger emotional strength. Some people may have stronger leg strength. Some people may have stronger, upper extremity strength. So, men in general appear to have stronger upper body, right, and possibly lower body strength than a female. And with that, that makes a hell of a lot of sense, you know, in terms of nature, because if you've ever been at a zoo and one animal mounts another one, remember I told you guys I was at that zoo in Arizona, in Phoenix, and this turtle wanted nothing to do with this one male turtle, and the male turtle kept mounting her, and she would try to get away, and he wouldn't let her. And so in many animal kingdoms, the male is bigger than the female. And that could be because of a mating issue. You know, maybe in the animal kingdom, the average female animal doesn't want to be mounted. And so the male animal has to be able to hold her down to finish copulation or to finish the act of sex and the delivering of the sperm package. And so if that's the case, then yes, we are going to see time and time again in animal worlds and different species that male animals will be stronger, will be faster, not so much for a hunting standpoint, because we know there's many animal species where the females will do the hunting and getting the food, etc. But when it comes to mating, all right, from a male to female animal species, the male has to be able to hold the female down. Now, maybe things will progress where females will hold the male down. All right. Humans have evolved to include now types of bondage and, you know, I don't know, whips. There's a whole bunch of things now people do. Whips and handcuffs and ties, etc. But that just doesn't seem to be the norm. You know, usually women don't have to hog tie men down to sleep with them. You know, men's sex drive is a lot stronger. Men are less turned off than females. You know, and I don't know why the female animal species is adverse to sex. You know, maybe the evolutionary explanation for that is if a female animal likes sex so much, she wouldn't stay with one mate. You see? She would want to have sex all the time, get pregnant when it's not opportune, and then unfortunately, if you have the young of some other animal species, some other animal, then your quote-unquote mate isn't going to want anything to do with you. In fact, he may actually kill that offspring. So maybe the female animal was designed to, you know, hopefully be pleasured at some point in her life, but, you know, be more loyal to that one mate who is able to hold her down, keep her down, and, allow her to have his offspring. And then while she's watching the offspring, that animal shouldn't be off having sex. She should be watching the offspring. And I guess that's how things must work in the animal kingdom. So in terms of humans, I forgot even what the original question was with that. Oh, yeah, you know, men being maybe larger than females or more athletic than females, I would probably say it has to do with mating. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.